This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Bipartisan group of senators announced a gun control agreement, and whoa, the heat is on across the U.S. Plus, we know this, interest rates are going up again. What does it all mean? Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. Kate Delaney welcoming you to this particular show. If you're a first-timer, hello, hello, and welcome. And if you've been here many times, you know how we roll. Coming up this hour, we'll get your opinions when we hit the mailbag. Plus, one of my favorite things that we do on the show, Fair or Foul. Jeremy Paulson joins us, and we look at kind of the upside-down, inside-out ways of life. Meaning, with or without, you know, the big important stuff, condiments on hot dogs, plain or smothered in all kinds of things. The fun things that we all care about, right? Let's talk about this gun control agreement. So this has been really what's part of the chatter in the last few weeks, and a lot of it because of what happened really in Uvalde, let's face that, in Texas. Those innocent children that were slaughtered, that really ripped open the conversation about whether or not assault weapons should be banned again, and what about red flag laws, and what does that mean, and do they work, and a slew of other suggestions of possibilities that many feel might help with these mass shootings, and others think won't help at all. But our legislature has decided, at least a bipartisan group of senators anyway, that in this agreement on principle, if it were to all come together, because these are just broader strokes, for gun safety would include mental health resources, improve school safety, support for students, and ensures dangerous criminals and those who are adjudicated as mentally ill can't purchase weapons. That's the statement that was released. It included the support of 10 Republican senators, which would give the proposal enough support to overcome what could be a Senate filibuster. The agreement is significant because of how divided lawmakers, Democrats and Republicans, have been over the gun issue. But the actual legislative text is not written. So you heard what I said, broad strokes. Broad strokes does not mean when the finer points are put together that this will all be glued and voted on and work. But it is something that we haven't seen in a very, very long time. So what specifically will it be? I mean, look, the proposal includes support for state crisis intervention orders, funding for school safety resources. That's good. School safety. We've been screaming about that for a long time. An enhanced review process for buyers under the age of 21 and penalties for straw purchasing. Also, the legislation includes the red flag provision, with the government providing resources, that's the resources, to states and tribes, to, meaning on Indian reservations, to create and administer laws that help ensure deadly weapons are kept out of the hands of people whom a court has determined to be significant danger to themselves or others. Now, again, this was all just in release. So these are not the finer points, but obviously it's what's being put together in this. What's interesting is on the release, you have John Cornyn from Texas, Tom Tillis, Richard Burr from North Carolina, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Rob Portman of Ohio, Mitt Romney of Utah, Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania. Democratic senators on the release included Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, Cory Booker, New Jersey, Chris Coons, Delaware, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, and several others. So it's sort of the framework, I guess, is the best way to put that. And will the framework lead to, ultimately, when it's pulled together, something that is palatable enough that the 10 would stay, which I would assume, because this is why they made this release. I mean, this is why they put this release out there, because they think they have it, obviously, and why they were anxious to make sure that, you know, the world knows, or at least in the U.S. they know that, hey, this is what we're thinking. All right, we got a heat wave to talk about, but let's go to Graham right now. Hey, Graham, right at the top, how are you?
Well, I'm in the hospital.
Oh, again, my friend. So you're not feeling good.
I had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
My sugar level, it was up to 700.
Wow.
And believe it or not, Kate, what they missed 4 years ago was an aneurysm on my side with a clot still in it, and a spot on my liver has grown from that.
Wow, so there's a lesson in this about really, and you were really after them to do everything they could to check everything out, about just being really diligent. Gosh, we're glad that you survived that.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm calling in, is because they had that big problem with COVID-19 back then, that they're kicking out patients and making patients false COVID IDs, and it was a pretty big mess, you know, some cases. But overall, you know, these are miracle workers, and believe it or not, I'm going to get out of here. They've drained to, I had a cyst, they drained it on my liver. It's pretty painful. And
wow.
And they're finding it right. That's the thing. They're finding the right antibiotic to take care of my problem.
Right.
So, you know, they got the research down from COVID-19, that's for sure. So
wow, no kidding.
Now.
Good, 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 good. That's the good news in this.
Well, you know, I mean, I just didn't want to up and disappear on you.
No, we are so glad that you checked in. Absolutely. And we can't wait to hear from you when you get out and you think that that's going to be soon.
Well, you'll have to get down there and see my sister since you made the move to Florida.
There you go.
You're
definitely.
Closer. You're closer now to being family than you ever were.
Oh, Graham, I love it. I love that you always, always have your sense of humor, and you've been there right from the beginning. And so high fives to you on that. Get better, get out of there, and thanks for checking in. Wow. There is a lesson in that. As he said, his saga of what happened, and giving credit to the professionals that found the things that were wrong with him. Wow. And here he is, and all around him, swirling around him in so many other states, we have this massive heat. I mean, what they're calling it is the baking states. And in Chicago, they might hit the century mark for the first time in 10 years. In Texas, Texas Power uses the top all-time record for heat. They're so concerned about that grid snapping. Yikes. How hot is hot? We'll tell you next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Hot, or when are you just whining because it's the summertime and this is what happens? Well, it's pretty scorching in some places, Texas especially. And since I just left Texas, all I do is get texts from people about how blazing hot it is. But electricity use soared to an all-time high in Texas with this searing heat wave, topping a lot of levels they hadn't seen before the coronavirus pandemic. So air conditioners in the second most populous state in a power grid that is ripe to cripple, to fall apart, no matter what they say, topped 74 plus gigawatts right before 5 o'clock on Sunday. That actually hit a record set in August of 2019, according to, this is the most hilarious group, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas. But they run the system. It's just a weird name, right? So they're operating normally, they say, and there are supplies to meet the demand, but there are still some concerns, right, about what people, you know, hey, you might want to put your thermostat up a little bit. Dallas was forecast to hit 105 on Sunday, Houston over 100, Midland, Texas, a lot of those oil boys out there, 103, that's what the National Weather Service was saying earlier in the day. So look, the power grid is still obviously being scrutinized 15 months after that system collapsed during a winter storm because a big chunk of the state didn't have power, and you had 240 people that died. So they are warning constantly that it is vulnerable, making sure that people that can push it up, meaning they really want everyone to not, who of course are hot, not to put it too low. In Chicago, I mentioned this, that they could hit that high water mark for the first time in 10 years. So since the start of June, large portions of the central and the eastern part of the United States have had normal, seasonable conditions, but that comfortable weather is changing in the next couple of days. And one of the places is Chicago is going to get slammed. Chicago, St. Louis, Charlotte, Raleigh, North Carolina is going to flirt with those crazy triple-digit readings 7 days in a row. They're talking about Wichita, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri, some of the worst of the heat that all of what's going on is going to push into that area. At Chicago International Airport, one of the official weather reporting locations for the area, the high temperature is forecast to reach 99, maybe 100 on Tuesday. The last time the mercury soared that high was back in 2012. So they're just reminding people about what to expect. And a lot of times now it's happening in big cities, but even in suburbs, they're putting up cooling stations for fear of what happens when people don't have air conditioning or their air conditioning breaks down or something else happens. All right, in the midst of all of that and what the weather is, and that's always part of what the buzz is, and I say that's what we're talking about in your backyard, in my backyard, the other thing is the food prices, what you're paying when you go to the grocery store. A lot of times the weekend is a big time for people to shop because they have time. So what are you paying for staples, whether it's condiments, the ketchups, the mustards, the that kind of, you know, thing? And this phenomenon that I talked about that now lots of people are talking about, you might have seen stories on it, shrinkflation. So what do companies do to combat your sticker shock? They shrink what's in bags, chip bags, which it always seems to me like there's a lot of air in a chip bag. Do you ever notice that? Whatever you're paying for chips, you get a medium bag, a large bag, whatever it is. The Hubs and my nephew are chipaholics, so I get chips for them. And I'm always looking at the bag like, are there any chips in there? Now it's going to be worse, because they're downsizing the contents of the product rather than raise the prices, so you're not flabbergasted and get pushed away from buying the chips you would normally buy. The whatever, the Doritos, the potato chips, the Oreos, you know, pick whatever it is that you want to pick. And, you know, it's like Kraft Heinz. They let their retail customers know, because they're the ones complaining, because then their customers are complaining, that they're going to raise prices in August on, you know, pasta sauce and coffee, like Maxwell House coffee, because that's theirs, Miracle Whip, that kind of stuff. And then you're going to see that passed on to fast food because of what then they turn around and have to get. It's just a ripple effect. Food prices are not going down, people. It's getting worse. It's going to get worse throughout the summer. And inflation is going to go up. So when we talk about current record is high inflation, and we look at numbers and we look at where the Fed is and where their mind is, they're talking about in this current period of what now is called, you got to remember these terms, right? Stagflation means low growth, high inflation. It might hit 9%. The concern with that is, and the fear is, will we see a recession? I think the idea here is one of the things a lot of people didn't understand. We talked about it a lot on this show, and a lot of you talked about it when you sent emails, etc., even through calls, economists that we've had on through the whole COVID pandemic, is that what was going to happen after COVID, post-COVID? That what were we going to see? What was going to be the effect on the economy? So will we have a recession? There is the possibility. Certainly we hope. I mean, markets still aren't near the bottom at this point. Inflation, we know, is at its 40-year high. In May, consumer prices, 8.6, surging 8.6%. So all of that is not great news. Tougher times could be ahead. I mean, is there a financial hurricane that's going to hit. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. And I hope that there are things that are thrown into the mix that help turn the ship. But I fear it is certainly not going in that direction. And even a cockeyed optimist, which would be me, can see that, yeah, this isn't good. It isn't good when you add up all of this and then throw in the combined problem of gas. So everything in your world that makes it tick, the things that you need, the things that you rely on, and one of them is gasoline. How much are you paying at the pump? I'm noticing every time that I go, it's higher and higher and higher. So a new record high, according to AAA on Sunday, the national average, $5.01. That's pretty good if you're paying that, frankly, compared to some people. The average spiked 16 cents from last week. 16 cents. So more people are driving for little outings or vacations or trips. This time last year, just to give you an idea, a comparison, $3.07. That's a big change. You're paying $3.07, and now you're paying $5, maybe more than that, $5.50, getting closer to $6. I mean, we are all watching this. I get out of the car to get my gas. Doesn't matter who it is across from me at the pumps, and usually there's always somebody. What do they say? Hi, how you doing? They ask me where I'm from because they see the plates, and then the conversation starts about the price of gas. Right? Well, you know, down the street, or I was here and I found this, or I just came back, or my relatives live here, or my kid lives here, boo. In California, the average, and there's people listening to us in the great state of California, I feel you, and I hear your pain when you send me your thoughts with the emails talking about gasoline, $6.43 average. In California. And think about often how far someone has to drive in that state. If you're commuting to work, if you're caught up in some of the freeway systems with the traffic. I mean, if you're in your little bubble, the more you're in your little bubble and you can stay in that zone and you're not going out of that zone too much, then you're using, of course, less gas. But in a place like California, it's not realistic. You're not taking other forms of transportation. You're very car reliant, and often your commute is much longer. Really, really tough. All right, there were thoughts from many of you about the price of gas, ouch, and a few other things as well. We're headed to the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front near an Idaho Pride event Saturday. Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White.
There was at least one smoke grenade. There was multiple shields. They were all wearing hats.
Senate negotiators announced a bipartisan framework Sunday on gun control. President Biden in a statement said it doesn't go far enough, but it's a start. 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, released a statement calling for passage. The proposal includes support for state crisis intervention orders, funding for school safety resources, an enhanced review process for buyers under the age of 21, and penalties for those that purchase guns for somebody else. The legislation also includes a red flag provision, with the government getting the ability to temporarily take guns away from people they say is a danger. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. A dangerous setup of hot temperatures and high dew points will mean millions of Americans from the Ohio Valley to the Gulf Coast will be in store for an unbearable heat wave during the upcoming week. Folks in California, Nevada, and Arizona will receive blistering temperatures well into the triple digits. The National Weather Service says these temperatures out west could be life-threatening. If you're traveling, be sure to take water for you and your passengers. President Biden on Saturday said he was offering federal assistance for New Mexico as it faces a wildfire burning since April. The fire began with a prescribed burn that was set by the U.S. Forest Service. However, the burn spread out of control, destroying hundreds of homes across 500 square miles.
And the overwhelming human instinct is you run away from a fire, not into it. And the only thing that protects firefighters is more firefighters. The only thing, more firefighters. And I just want to say that at the outset because you have my indebted gratitude.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, thanks to everybody who sends me their thoughts constantly. I've been doing this show for, it's hard to believe, over 15 years. And in that time period, I can't even count how much email that I've gotten. But thanks. That's the way that you find me, I think. More than any other, because so many of you are thoughtful, think about what you've heard in the show, or listen back, or listen to a podcast of it. You listen to the actual broadcast, go back, and bend us, because I get some really, really great emails from you. Like this one from Kevin in Arizona. He must be listening to us on the great KVOI, 1030 AM, out there in Tucson. And he says, Kate Delaney, I have to tell you that I'm listening to people talk about the high scorching temperatures. And you know what? Come to Arizona. Come to Phoenix, Sedona, the places you talk about, Tucson. This is how we live, people. And there are, I'm sure, times when it peaks in other places where they're not used to it because it's peaking early, etc. But this is that time of year where it's going to hit. And it's just something you plan for, right? You learn how to handle it a lot better. I think one of the things I would tell people who are not used to this is, for goodness sake, hydrate. How many of the people that end up in these situations where they have a heat stroke have not, I'm not saying that it's not legitimate, but have not hydrated enough? Water, 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 people. That's one of the things that obviously we know and we push, because often people are just darn dehydrated, drinking soda and everything else, and then they're out in the sun and they don't understand why they've overdosed on too much sun, which, yes, it might be a little bit warmer. I don't know. just sort of my thoughts on some things that you can do. Use misters. Wear the right kind of clothing. Yeah. Turn to our friends in places that live in climates where it's a lot warmer. And, you know, it's interesting in Arizona, sometimes they get scorching temperatures. He's right about that. He is right about the hydration thing. And I know I had, it was awful. I got so one time I was covering the Dallas Cowboys because I used to cover the Dallas Cowboys and I was out in the hot sun and I thought I was hydrating, but of course I think I was drinking, I think I had Gatorade, which was good because that has electrolytes, but I hardly had any water. And boy, did I get really, really sick because it hit me. I mean, I didn't have a flat-out heat stroke, but I was probably close to it. And I never, ever have those kinds of things happen. And that's where I really understood, okay, so it's warmer. And guess what? You do have to not just have a little bit of a Gatorade or with the electrolytes or a little bit of water. You got to drink a ton of it. You got to drink a ton of that stuff, and that is why part of these cooling stations, the water, the and also sometimes events are re-racked because it doesn't make sense if it's just too hot. Just they have to be set for other time periods. But when it's unusual and it's not the time of year you're expecting it, I get that. I get that that throws people for a very big loop. This comes to us from Joseph, and Joseph says, because we had a couple of Joes and Josephs. Joseph says, I'm listening to you in California. Oh, it's infuriating the way this state is run. People aren't just complaining about gas, Kate. That's all anybody talks about here, and there's so many other things that are going on. But the pain at the pump is like you've been slashed at the pump when, I don't care if you're driving a beater car or what you're driving, when you're paying over $6 and you have to travel for 40 minutes to get to and from work, you can only imagine how quickly that gets drained. And then the push for electric cars, but you can't get electric cars. You have to get in line. And then, of course, you have to be able to afford whatever it is that you're getting in line for. So it's not a snap-your-fingers solution here. And people are very, very unhappy. Of course, food prices and a myriad of other problems we have, perhaps that are unique to California. We have the drought that we're dealing with. So we've got brown lawns, and people take pride in their lawns. It's the one thing you can look at, your little tiny patch of grass, and the grass is brown. So the conversation here centers around inflation, water, food prices, the things that you talk about, and gas prices are just horrible. Be glad you live in other states, my friends, who are listening to this show, because we are really, really headed for Armageddon. It certainly feels like it to me out here in Riverside. Yeah, well, we talk about that. I've got a best friend that lives out in California, and it's the very first thing that she says to me. What I just pay. Blah, 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 blah. I can't even. It's not even hello. How are you? Is everything all right? It's at least 3 to 5 minutes of a rant about what's going on with gas and how horrible it is, and that more people, because she's in management, want to work from home because they're stuck in having to travel from different suburbs to get to where she's located, which where the company's located, which is Sherman Oaks. And yeah. It's tough, yeah, because that's what's happening. Can we please work from home? Because we can't afford to come in. And even with a little bit of a raise, it's just not enough. So there's a little exodus happening. A lot of Californians are leaving, going to other states, especially if they have something to sell and if they can get the bigger bucks for whatever the places they're selling, depending on where they're going, it's enough to maybe make a significant shift. And I just saw one of my last holdout friends who loves Los Angeles, has lived there forever, leaving to go to Denver, getting much more money for his place, to set up a new place, and feels like the way of life and the whole family, other members of the family are going there, that it'll be a better cost of living based on what they keep seeing happening in Cali. All right, let's move to another one. This one is from Hal, who says, Kate, it is, I'll tell you what, it is a nightmare in looking at this back and forth over a recession or not. It's a word, it's a dirty word that none of us want to hear, because you start to put that label on it and people feel like you're in a recession, and that's that whole pessimistic cloud that flies around the economy and ultimately hits us no matter wherever we live. And if we don't stabilize inflation at an acceptable level, this is where we're going to end up. And that means you look at what's happening with the labor market, and you look at what's happening with a million help wanted signs, etc. And boy, we really don't want to see that. We really don't want to see a recession because of how hard it is to come out of that. A recession in 2023, when we celebrate and turn the calendar, I mean, boy, a downturn in 2022 and then a recession in 2023 after getting slammed with COVID the 2 years before, it has been a rough 4.5 to 5 years if that's what happens. I don't know. Is it avoidable? It's looking like it's not, right? Because now here we go again where you're looking at the Fed hiking and continue hiking half point steps. They're saying that about their meetings in July and September. And economists are arguing that 75 basis point an increase is now even on the table. And that's just a destination that is just a point too far and too much pain to take the economy through that. I mean, you know, here's the example, and it's weird, right? Because you say, well, there's jobs, if people want jobs. My husband was just, he is a freak for Taco Bell, like once or twice a week, and he wanted a burrito. This may have happened to some of you, and no matter a big town, small town, whatever. He wanted to go through the drive-thru, took the dog out for a walk, go to the drive-thru, and we pulled up, like, it was just right after 8 o'clock, and the kids said, gosh, I'm so sorry, we're closed. Closed? But aren't you open till like 2? Normally we are, but we have had to close down starting tonight at 8 o'clock because we don't have enough workers. And he said, do you know anyone who wants a job? Do you know anyone who wants a job? Because we don't have enough people to work here. Wow, right? I'm thinking, and that's all you see is signs about a bonus to work at McDonald's or here or there because of what now has been the hangover from COVID. So you combine all of that and the last couple of years and then looking at inflation, and inflation is, it is the bane of our existence right now. It really is. And it is it's something that if we can put the brakes on it, which is really tough with a tight labor market, all of that, if we start to see that and more costs for companies, et cetera, and what's happening with the food and the shrinkflation and all of it, boy, it is a hurricane waiting to happen. On the lighter side, coming up, fair or foul, as we wrap up this hour.
Hey,
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Finally here, as we near the end of the show, Jeremy Paulson is in the wings, and it's time for Fair or Foul.
Signal fair after the fair.
It's a hard foul there.
Fakes on a fair.
What a hard foul.
Invalid fair signal.
It's a hard foul.
I love that. It's a hard foul. All right, so Jeremy, how you be?
I'm tired, but I'm here.
You're tired. Okay, like a lot of people in America, you and I are hustlers. We are. We're hustlers. We have that in common. That if we gotta feed your mouth or other mouths or whatever, you're gonna make it. You're gonna work side jobs, or you have a couple jobs, or you do whatever. And so sometimes it's good. Things collide, but then you work many, many days in a row.
Yeah, I'm working 3 jobs right now, and then if I start helping you, that'll be 4 like little. 4 things. So.
I love it. 4 jobs. And you know what? That's the state of America. That's what I talk about all the time. And especially being able to do what you want. And the good thing about that is if you have side jobs, sometimes there are things that you like, so you can pull them together, and you're piecing together things you like, and that part's good.
Yeah, my family's want me to move home many times, saying, you're graduated, come home. I can get you a job in plumbing, because my stepdad's a co-owner of a plumbing company. And I'm just like, That has nothing to do with entertainment. I don't want to do it. I don't care if it pays, you know, $7 more.
Right, right. Well, see, that's the thing. That struggle is real between what you want to do, what you're passionate about, or what you like, or what you have fun doing, versus you could do this other profession, and it makes more money, but it's not what you want to do. I did that once.
I can't put it on my resume. I don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like that too. And one time I was talked into doing something else, and it didn't last very long. it just didn't. In fact, I'll just tell everybody, it was in real estate. You know, you could do this, and I did. I did it for like a month, and it was killing me.
I've been at the theater for 12 years now, but 2 years of COVID, so more
right.
10, but yeah, 12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Longest job I've ever had.
Yeah, that is long. That is a long job. Well, you heard me say this show, 15 years. Okay, so when you, sports, you and I talk about sports off the air, but, there's this thing about...
Go Boston.
Go Warriors. There's this thing about offense versus defense, and, for example, a great one is, if you went to a baseball game, would you rather see... a no-hitter or a massive home run derby where you're seeing lots of home runs, lots of scoring, which would be more exciting?
That's a tough question. That is a tough question. I mean, more exciting, I think, would be all the home runs. That would be more exciting, right?
Yeah.
High-scoring home runs. But, like, the competitor in me is like, I don't know, a no-hitter, you know, I mean, that guy's working. Like, I don't know. It's a tough one. I'm not answering.
You abstain. See, you should run for office. I'm just going to disappear during that vote. It is tough. No-hitter, the history of that. Because I was in so many newsrooms and did big sports shows on NBC and CBS and whatnot, whenever there was a no-hitter, if I was on the air, the producer would be like, oh, so-and-so is a no-no going into the eighth. We're watching it. Keep your eye on it. And we'd all get geeked up about this no-hitter. But actually being in the stands, I would rather see the offense because I there's something about that, and especially if it's the home team, it's the team I'm rooting for. If I'm sitting there, I just like watching them score, especially in a tight game. Yeah,
just a little boring watching strikeout.
It does.
It's a little boring, but I mean, compared
to
the sport, there's something to it. You're like, oh,
right.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's rare.
He's working.
He's working it, and he's being able to put all the batters down is something. Going through one side, the next side, it is a pretty cool thing. So I'm saying home runs, though, for sure, or lots of runs. Pool versus community pool. Sometimes people have a thing about community pools, like, I don't want to go to the community pool. But you don't have to pay for it. It's already in your community, right? So whatever you're paying to live wherever you're living, what doesn't matter, whatever the taxes are, or et cetera. It's like if you rent a place and they have a pool, would you go in a community pool, or do you feel like, no, fair,
no,
foul?
No, no one wants to see that. I won't go to the community pool.
No one wants to see that. Just put your shirt on then. You're a guy. It's easy when you're a guy.
No, I don't know. I mean, I've gone to community pools when I was, a kid. I don't know. I would go to a community pool.
Yeah, that's what I say, too. I don't understand that. Who cares? I mean, listen, nobody's perfect.
I'd rather rent a boat and go out to, like, a river or a lake, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, after being on the beach a bunch, you see, you can tell some people just don't care. They're not like sloppily dressed or whatever, but they're not worried about what you think about what they have on. And then other people, even though it's steaming hot or whatever, they're pretty manicured coming to the beach. It just depends. I say, look, we're in the world of, we just got through this being basically quarantined for however long. Just let people live and live. Who cares?
Yes, everyone's 50 pounds heavier. Stop body shaming.
Yes, that's it. That's what I was getting to. Stop body shaming. Who cares at this point, right? I mean, we're not all going on the cover of Vogue, no matter what. And if you want to be on the cover of Vogue or Men's Health magazine, then, you know, then you got to have a body like a stick and a six pack.
I mean, I think that would be a good model, a good hand model.
I think it'd be a good hair model. So there you go. It is tough though, right? It is. It's tough because something like the floodgates open, and I think it's went two ways. Either people lost weight during the pandemic or they gained it. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't think there was much maintaining. I think it was one or the other.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. This is another thing. We just went through tax season, and they're talking about how many, and you and I have had our conversations about taxes off the air and not getting processed and whatever. Do you have a thing about just do you send them in the old-fashioned way, fill them out, send them in, and then that's it? Or do you do it electronically versus the other?
I do it the old-fashioned way with the paper, which is probably why they still owe me $1,200.
When are you going to get that money?
I don't know. They just keep saying everything's like, because of the unemployment through the COVID pandemic, that everything's like backed up. We have to work through all your unemployment first. I was like,
oh, that is crazy. You know, the IRS destroyed 30 million tax filing documents, and so now lawmakers are demanding answers.
Maybe that's million, what happened.
Maybe you were part of that, yeah.
Yeah,
they've been under fire for this, I mean, obviously, because that's not good. They just announced this a couple of weeks ago. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee sent a letter to the commissioner asking for answers about why were they destroyed, why they intentionally do that. Because you think about, and this is what you said, there's a backlog of paper filed tax returns. That's one of the things that was said. So then maybe there is a difference if you do it the old-fashioned way versus doing it the electronic way. You e-file them, but it shouldn't.
E-file seems much faster.
It does. It seems much. I can tell.
I like having copies though. Like, so I make copies of it. So I have all the copies. So if they're like disputed, it's like I'll just make copies of my copies and resend them in. Like,
there you go. So. Copies of my copies. We're in a heat wave right now, but pretty soon, you know, 4 or 5 months from now, we'll be back into the cold weather. When we get into the cold weather, are you a cocoa guy or not? Yay or nay for hot chocolate?
I love hot chocolate.
Me too. I like hot chocolate. I don't care where I live. Yeah. It's just good.
Hot chocolate's amazing. Put a little espresso in it, and what do you got?
You get a jolt. You get the caffeination time.
Have you ever
whatever.
Tried those hot chocolate bombs?
No, but I heard they're good.
They're definitely different. I haven't tried them. I've been wanting to.
All right, so we got to put that on our list. That's fair. The bombs. We need to put the bombs out there. All right, to Jeremy Paulson, get some rest and thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.